Hey everybody, it's Becky Lynn Rickman here, and I'm interviewing one of my favorite people, Shan White. She is a life coach and very good at what she does, and so this will be our interview. First question I'd like to ask Shan is, what is your background training?
Oh, great question, Becky. You know, there's so many coaching schools nowadays, but I researched them thoroughly, and I decided that I chose Tony Robbins School, number one, because most people like you know and love him, and he partnered up with a pretty famous family therapist by the name of Chloe Madonna, so they named their school Robbins Madonna's Coach Training. And I have to tell you, I have no regrets. It's about the equivalent of a master's degree, and they are so thorough. I don't know if you know this, but it saddens me to report to you that they have coaching programs out there now online for, you know, 2 months and $200. So I always caution, and your readers as well as my potential clients, whether it's, you know, you choose me or somebody else, always check the, you know, the credentials and make sure it's a credible schooling program. So great question.
That's a very good answer. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because there are just so many people out there kind of lurking in the shadows waiting to take advantage of people who want to make a better life for themselves. So I always ask this question. I love knowing what made people who they are. So when you were a child, what did you picture yourself doing? Did you picture yourself doing this?
You know what? I think maybe later on in life I did. But I was one of those little girls that had, you know, pretty analytical mind, and so I always wanted to be an attorney. And so I guess, you know, attorneys, you know, fight for people. I guess I just do in a different way. But yes, I do remember 8 years old, and my little brother did me some type of awful injustice, and I remember rehearsing in my mind how I was going to present to my case.
That's a great story. Oh. Okay, so why life coaching? What made you decide, after wanting to be an attorney, what made you decide to turn to life coach?
Well, as I stated early, you know, later on in more formative years, you know, in my adolescence and then as a young adult, I've always been fascinated with psychology and counseling and therapists, and at one point, you know, I was just going to go down the, you know, the traditional road of counselor, and I actually did have an opportunity, and at that time, I was so entrenched in my own career, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to go back, you know, to college again because I've got my bachelor's degree, you know, and eat beanie weenies and, you know, live in a student dorm and things like that. And so I regretfully passed up that opportunity, and it was only, Becky, 5 or so years ago when I, one Christmas, telling Mom, you know, I always regretted that. I should have done whatever it took and made those sacrifices. And that's when she said, well, you know, what other pseudo types of professions out there would give you meet your same needs in terms of helping people? And that's when I discovered, and still so many people today, you know, don't really understand what a life coach is, but I saw it as a way in which could help people. But the dramatic difference, and this will be great for a lot of people to hear, because the greatest difference between a life coach, a well-trained life coach, and say, for example, a therapist, is, you know, you have the proverbial picture in your mind of, you know, laying on a couch in a therapist's office for decades and contemplating the lint in your navel and never really getting anywhere. So the difference between a therapist, and I jest, there's a lot of great therapists out there, but the difference between a stereotypical therapist and a life coach is, a life coach is very action-based, very goal-oriented. And if you had the privilege of going to my school, they teach techniques and strategies that get you quick results, yet results that are sustainable. So you'll find with a very, very good life coach, you are getting movement and getting change very, very quickly. And that isn't that a fantastic difference?
Well, it is. And I have to tell you, readers out there who are listening to this, I love my therapy, but it's talk therapy. And it's mostly, you know, me coming up with my own solutions, where I had a session with Shan, and she gave me some amazing tips, like just life-changing, game-changing tips that I could immediately put into action, and they have helped me tremendously. So I throw in my testimonial for that. Now, what do you hope to accomplish? And that's kind of a broad question, but, you know.
No, that's a great question, Becky. And by the way, thank you so much for that. You're such a doll baby, and I just love you to death, and I love your spirit and your willingness to share and your graciousness. And so, yes, thank you for that. I'm so glad that I was able to help. And just as a PS on that, I think that you probably would also agree that when you feel empowered and when you feel like you have steps to take to get you to where you want to go, isn't that a massive difference, Becky?
Oh, it is. It is. Yes, to have something concrete like that I can do now. As soon as I hung up the phone, I acted. Yep.
I love that about you, too, and I know you did. So the question is what are my goals? And the answer is, simply that I have a very, very specific niche in that I work with women exclusively, and although in a broader term I work with all transitions, major life transitions, you know, death, career change, things like that, my really special niche within the umbrella of transitions is working with women before, during, and after divorce. And I think I have a big heart for women going through it, because it can be an absolute traumatic experience, and I know because I went through it. And so my goal is to help as many women as possible, especially going through a divorce, because in my coaching training I learned so many pitfalls that I could have avoided, and so I would like to see the heartache and the pitfalls that are typical to go through that isn't necessary, and to get them back on the road, healed, recovered. And I know this is becoming a trite phrase, but I still like it, and that is get them to the point where they're thriving, not just surviving.
That is awesome. That is great. Yes, it affects far too many women, and to be able to get a handle on it and get your life back and get on track, that would be great. Now, Shan, when I first talked to you, you told me a really amusing story that kind of was a pivotal point in your life. Can you share that with our readers?
Oh, yes, I'd love to share it with your readers. Speaking of, you know, going through a divorce and understanding that heartbreak, oh my goodness. When I was in my mid-20s, I was married, and in Abilene, Texas, where I moved to that city, where I knew nobody. We went there for his family, and after, oh my goodness, but maybe 2 or 3 years newly into the marriage, one morning we were both getting ready for work. I was in the shower. He was brushing his teeth, and he said, okay, honey, goodbye. And I'm like, yeah, honey, have a great day. And he goes, no, you don't understand. I'm saying goodbye. I'm leaving.
Oh my.
I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, I'm leaving you. Found somebody else. The apartment is paid up through the rest of the month. We're halfway through the month, by the way. There's $200 in the bank, and you can keep the you know, the crap furniture that we bought at Walmart. And see ya. Bye-bye.
Gee. Well, I think, and the reason I asked you to share that is I think it's important to know, you know, sometimes there's people handing out advice that really have never been through a transition, and you definitely have. I mean, that's a certifiable experience.
So, and yeah, thank you for illustrating that point, because, you know, it's true. I mean, for example, how could you be a marriage counselor, never having been married, and understand the dynamics of a marriage and the joys, but also the common strains that most married folks have. And so, yeah, I got dumped like a hot potato in a big way. I had no car, $200, no family, no job.
But you had crappy Walmart furniture.
Yeah. That beautiful Presswood stuff that we all love so much.
Yes.
And, you know, literally, literally, and a half a dozen eggs in the fridge, and I literally had to start from absolute nowhere, ground up.
Wow. Well,
but you know what? It is, I can tell you this, and that's why I love working with women. I especially love working with women how I was, and that was feeling helpless, hopeless. I don't know the first place to turn. I've got six dozen hurricanes swirling around my head, and I don't even know which one to take care of first, and I'm absolutely overwhelmed and a little bit shy and insecure as to how to deal with all this. And I did it, and I can walk other women through it. And as you know, in our conversations, I'm very strategic. Okay, let's take care of this and then that and this. And I think that the strength that I project, it infuses in the clients that I work with. And I just love seeing them blossom and grow and become strong and empowered. And, what an exciting feeling.
Oh, it is. And undoubtedly, what you're saying is true. I mean, you know, sometimes people just need that first couple of steps. And once they take them, then they're able to, you know, just really move forward. You know, it's just that first baby step of empowerment. And so it's great what you do. So tell me what a typical day is like for you.
You know, each day truly is very, very different. And as you very well know, as a solo business owner, you have got a lot of irons in the fire. So, you know what? I would prefer to delegate everything to everybody and just coach, because that's honestly my passion. But when you're a solo business owner, as you know, you've got social media, you've got contracts to write, you've got reports to put. I, you know, do reports to submit to myself, you know, kind of a weekly and a monthly calendar of, you know, what my goals and objectives are and things like that. I'm networking. I'm doing speaking engagements. I'm, as the famous, you may not know her, but Fabienne Fredrickson with Client Attractions, that whom I just love, you have to get out there in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I do. And I love that part of it, but honestly, if I could recreate my daily agenda and delegate all of the administrative stuff, social media stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff, I would delegate it in a New York second.
Yes, I understand. Sometimes it feels like you're stripping your gears. There's so many, you know.
It does, and you go through that a lot. I know. I don't even know how you do all that you do, but I admire it, and that's why we connect with each other, because we know what it's like, and things slip through the cracks. Too,
thank you.
Right?
I appreciate your kind words. But I have to tell you, I'm able to do mine in my pajamas in my bedroom office, so it's a little bit different. I don't have to go out there and meet people, but I do get a great joy out of talking, you know, speaking to people as you. And so, last of all, do you have any final words of encouragement for women who are currently in transition?
I do. I say to every woman that's going through this that, first of all, to believe in yourself. A lot of times these types of ungodly transitions, they wear down our self-worth, and you are a beautiful spirit, capable of far more than what you even realize.
That's awesome. I am so thankful that we hooked up through LinkedIn, wasn't it? LinkedIn that we... connected through.
What a great platform that is.
It is. It is. I've been able to network with so many different people, and there's so many resources there. And I'm really thankful that I was able to meet you, Shan. You're amazing, and you've taken your lemon and made lemonade with it. And I hope that you are just the most successful life coach out there. I want to see your name as big as Tony Robbins someday. So,
and I do yours.
Thanks so much. Thanks for spending a little time with us and our Blooming Women readers.